Unit 8-4, Structured Systems Analysis and Design. The selection, installation, and adoption of a new health IT system is a major undertaking, requiring the talents and coordination of many people in order to ensure success. Today's lecture will outline steps used in successfully managing such an undertaking from start to finish. We will begin by discussing generalities about project management along with the role of the project manager, before moving into discussing the various components of a typical project plan in greater detail and designing project plans for a typical EHR system. Project management can be defined as a carefully planned and orchestrated effort to accomplish a specific and usually one-time objective. There are several facets to successfully managing any project, including developing the plan and managing its implementation, along with the various controls put into place to ensure that performance is sustained and that project and objective timelines can be adequately met, being able to adjust the plan for any errors or unforeseen circumstances while ensuring the overall success of the project, and lastly, once the project implementation is complete, being able to measure the success outcomes in relation to the project expectations in some sort of quantifiable way. A project is usually defined in phases. The number and types of phases are solely dependent on the project at hand. However, some of the more common phases include determining feasibility. This is the process of determining if undertaking the project will net beneficial outcomes for the organization as a whole. Definition and determining the scope of the project. Who is affected by this project, both directly and indirectly? Who will be involved with the project, and what other factors are relevant to the success of the project? The project planning phase. Developing a roadmap for the project's success, as well as tools for measuring that success when completed. The project implementation phase, or actually doing the work. And, of course, there's evaluation and support and maintenance. Determining the project's net benefit to the organization and putting into place processes to ensure longevity. As this picture suggests, successful project management means effectively balancing the components of time, cost, scope, quality, and the client or organization's outcome expectations, each having a symbiotic relationship as represented by the diamond shape in the center. When a user requests an additional report not originally agreed upon in the project specifications, the project scope and quality change, resulting in an imbalance and skewing the shape of the diamond unless changes in the remaining components are made to bring the project back on track. Every project needs a project leader, someone who is able to understand, relate to, and coordinate between the project's many facets. This project manager is responsible for everything required to ensure the project's success, whether directly or indirectly. It's important to note that the project manager is not like a typical hierarchical line management role. Rather, they can best be viewed as the center of everything relating to the project. Let's look at an illustration. A successful project manager must be just as capable of managing contributions of senior leadership and peers as managing the work of the project team itself. Additionally, the project manager must also be proficient at building productive relationships with internal and external entities whose contributions will directly or indirectly influence the outcome of the project. This picture depicts the unique role of the project manager. Know how her or his organizational position shifts depending on the team associated with the project as represented by the PM's orientation in relation to the four arrows. As project team lead, the project manager may, or in some cases may not, have direct authority over the project team. However, the project manager's influence with the organization's leadership as well as internal contacts, such as organizational departments, and external contacts, such as outside vendors, plays an equally important role with regards to the overall project's success. A project plan is basically a blueprint for charting the entire project's expected progress. A project plan can contain as much or as little detail. In other words, it can either be detailed or summarized as needed to successfully manage the project itself. A good project plan effectively balances all of the components of scope, time, cost, quality, and outcome expectations while minimizing costly errors by adequately anticipating and addressing problems early on which could negatively impact the project's success. A typical project plan formalizes the following: agreements between the employer, interns, and work experience advisors, the project purpose, business and project goals and objectives, scope and expectations, the roles and responsibilities, assumptions and constraints, quality management approach, the project management approach, and of course, ground rules for the project itself. Before beginning to build your final project plan, consider performing a factor analysis. Factor analysis is a discipline technique for investigating, analyzing, and understanding a project prior to making any formal commitments. Similar to requirements analysis, factor analysis questions should focus not only on system requirements, but also on the surrounding environmental issues associated with the project. There are typically 10 factors to consider for every project. As you gather information about each of the specific factors, it's important to document the expectations, constraints, and associated issues to consider during subsequent planning activities. The definition and the scope. What is the primary project's purpose? Include major functions and deliverables, and the progress of the project relative to the organizational mission. Resources. What are the financial, technical, material, and human resources you need to support the project? Time. How much actual work time will be required to complete the project? Procedures. List the different organizational requirements, including relevant policies and procedures, methodologies, quality program, work request initiation, and financial reviews. The environment. Explain the project's entire cultural, political, geographical, physical, and technical context. Change. Determine any conditions, requirements, events, or constraints expected within or imposed on the project, along with all associated procedures for managing project change. And communications. Because a good communication strategy is key to the success of any project. Determine the best communication strategy for the project, including regular meetings, status reports, presentations, and any other complexities that will affect communication. Commitment. Analyze the degree of support for the project from sponsors, users, and stakeholders. Expectations. What business, productivity, operational, cultural, or any other performance changes do you expect as a result from completing this project? And lastly, risk. What are any potential obstacles to success of the project? And conversely, what are the risks associated with not completing the project or some aspect of it as planned? Completing the factor analysis will help you gain further insight into many different facets needing consideration and will go a long way towards completing a thorough project plan. A typical project plan should have at least 8 components, each of which is essentially a work component resulting from subtasks. The introduction of the project plan should state the overall purpose of the project. Ask yourself to define the mission you are trying to accomplish. The project description typically provides a short statement about what the plan hopes to accomplish, as well as a brief background synopsis on how the project was originally derived. What motivated or demonstrated the need for the project? And what background history led up to this project being created? A goal is the aspiration of a company that states a direction in which the company will focus its efforts in support of its mission. Objectives, on the other hand, tend to be short-term targets, typically 12 to 24 months or less, of defined, measurable achievement. The expected project goals and objectives should be clearly defined within the project plan. Additionally, describe how meeting them will support the corporate mission. Reaffirm project objectives by establishing why the project has been commissioned and what is expected to achieve for the organization or institution as a whole. Identify specific results to be realized and the benefits to be achieved, and establish a time frame for meeting the project objectives. Be sure to define a visible method for monitoring and measuring progress toward meeting these objectives. Before we begin discussing scope, it's important to note that in project management, there are two distinct definitions for scope. Project scope refers to the work needing to be accomplished to deliver a product, service, or result with the specified features and functions as outlined. Product scope, on the other hand, can be defined as features and functions which characterize a product, service, or result. Notice that project scope defines a more work-oriented approach, while product scope focuses on the functional requirements of a deliverable. With that said, having a clearly and concisely defined scope for a project is key to its success. The project scope should describe, from a quantitative perspective, what is to be accomplished. Defining the scope aids in establishing realistic work plans, budget schedules, and expectations. Should identified work arise that falls outside the defined scope, it then becomes the project manager's responsibility to determine whether the additional work falls out of the project scope and should be deferred, or whether the scope of the project should be expanded to include the work. Expanding the project scope, however, would mean making formal changes to the work plan, resource allocation, budget, and/or the schedule. You will want to detail what work will be done and what resources will be included in the project. We call this scope definition. If the project is part of a phased approach, it may include deliverables from the previous stage, and the scope may be characterized by which objects will be further defined and developed. Focus on the components identified within the project plan scope definition. Define the scope of the project by determining which criteria constitute maintenance of the product. This will help prevent the occurrence of scope creep, a term that refers to the incremental expansion of the scope of the project, as when requirements are introduced that were not part of the initial planning. Scope creep is often due to inadequate planning or failure to consult all of the stakeholder parties during the project's initial stages, and it can result in costly financial and scheduling overruns. The list of project products and/or deliverables is the deliverable scope. Products of the project may include tangible items as well as specific results. Include in this section a list of the deliverables and, if appropriate, their contents to be produced during the project. Detailed descriptions of each deliverable may be contained within the appendix. This provides a structured approach which ensures that all persons involved in the project understand what is to be expected. The components of the list should include, for each deliverable, the name and description, the purpose, major tasks producing, updating the deliverable, expected audience, and sign-off participants. Remember to include project management deliverables, such as the project plan. Milestones represent the timeline or temporal scope of the project. Here you can describe significant project accomplishments that will act as primary checkpoints marking the project's success. These are generally points marking the completion of a specific activity or group of activities and resulting in a significant product or result, such as equipment delivery, material delivery, review meeting, or approval checkpoint. Not every task for completion date in the project will be a milestone, but every milestone should be tied to a deliverable. Include the estimated time of completion for each milestone. Milestones are targets that should be met. If they are not met, it is likely the project will not finish on time. Ensure that milestones are clearly identified in the timeline and project plan. Briefly describe any assumptions made about the project related to resources, scope, expectations, schedules, etc. Assumptions should be specific and measurable. Describe the principal constraints and limitations under which the project must be conducted concerning the project environment or parameters, timeframes, deadlines, funding, skill levels, resource availability, etc. You will also want to list any other projects that are impacted by the project described in the plan. Managers of related projects should be kept in the communication loop on all matters related to this project. It is also essential that the critical dependencies between related tasks and subtasks be understood to ensure that tasks are sequenced correctly and that the critical path of a project is recognized. Determining the relationship between work performed in a given task or subtask with the work performed in other tasks or subtasks. Identify predecessor and successor activities. Identify any task with a related project on which the project is dependent and describe the relationship. Quality management is essential to ensure that the project deliverables, whether they be tangible or intangible, are on par with expectations. Your project plan should identify the types of project reviews and inspections that will be conducted, including test plans and test scripts to be reviewed. Indicate when those reviews should occur in relation to other tasks. Also list and describe any tools, skills, and techniques that will be needed on the project to ensure positive outcomes. Tools may include specific hardware or software packages for project scheduling, testing, etc. Briefly describe the test approach that will be used to measure project results prior to putting them into production. All products developed as a result of the project should be tested. Identify any performance or quality standards which must be met upon approval of the final results of the project. This may include acceptance criteria for the final work product. Lastly, identify or define the specific quality management roles and accompanying responsibilities that individuals will be assigned to ensure quality is adequately met for the project. Effective project administration is key to success. Ground rules need to be set into place outlining acceptable standards for providing effective administration, communication, and project oversight. Identify the administration policies agreed to by the project team that govern the way in which the project will be conducted. Such standards include status reporting, staff meetings, product review acceptance criteria, and celebration criteria. Describe which standards, if any, already exist within the organization and are appropriate for the project. Such standards typically include project model management, technology, document management and training techniques, naming conventions, quality assurance, and testing and validation. There may be standards that are recognized and embraced as an industry standard or that are specific to your organization. Define and describe the roles and responsibilities of each team member along with the overall communication plan to ensure that team members understand what is expected of them. Describe the mechanism for communicating responsibilities across the project team and within the organization at large. Be sure to develop a strategy that promotes communication among team members, consider using a directory of all team members and liaisons. Identify how progress on the project will be determined and how it will be communicated to those involved or impacted by the project itself. Identify how often status reports will be distributed and to whom, and determine how often progress meetings will be held and who is expected to attend. Lastly, develop an approval strategy to address any unexpected variations and modifications that become necessary during the project's life cycle. We have already discussed in detail the steps involved in selecting an EHR system that's right for your practice or institution. Now let's review that in context for the steps for implementation as a whole. Step 1, assessment. Your project team, represented by a variety of physicians, staff, and stakeholders with the appropriate skills, is formed and regular team meetings are conducted. These team meetings continue throughout the 6 stages. The assessment stage helps prepare for the implementation by completing a practice readiness assessment. This includes a profile of the organization in terms of goals and priorities, and an assessment of IT, healthcare, and business and office personnel. A hardware requirements analysis is also carried out at this stage. Step 2, planning. The practice data collected from the previous stage is carefully reviewed. Based on this, the electronic health record implementation goals are defined and improvement opportunities are identified and targeted. Step 3, selection. The EHR system's requirements are then defined, including configuration needs and the selection process and details of the goals that are achieved based on the selection. The EHR system is also selected in this stage. Step 4, implementation. Once the EHR selection has been made, a system implementation plan is developed with the vendor, along with the timelines. The implementation plan includes details on installing and configuring hardware and the EHR software. A plan for migrating any old data over to the new system must also be devised, including any necessary database conversions in a manner that ensures data integrity. A staff training program is initiated and system testing soon follows. Then the staff begin to use the EHR system. Throughout the process, a journal of experiences and processes is maintained. Step 5, evaluation. A post-implementation review is now conducted and the journal of experiences and processes is updated. The performance measures created during the planning stage are also validated and an improvement plan is prepared. Step 6, improvement. The EHR is then modified to resolve issues encountered during the evaluation phase. Improvements are carried out as defined in the improvement plan. We've covered a lot of topics in today's lecture. Let's summarize the important points. Project management is the process of carefully planning and organizing efforts to accomplish a specific and usually one-time objective. A project manager is directly responsible for activities of all participants, tasks, deliverables. However, the project manager may not necessarily be the top level of the hierarchical management structure. Projects have major phases designed to move the project along in a logical and timely progression. A factor analysis is often done before the project even begins to help determine the scope, resources, and time needed to be successful. A project plan is then developed and typically should have at least 8 components, each of which is essentially a work product resulting from subtasks. The project plan helps identify specific details, including workflow, teams, communications, and needed approvals, to ensure the project's success. EHR projects implementations follow similar patterns as many other projects, including 6 typical stages: assessment, planning, selection, implementation, evaluation, and improvement. That concludes today's material, and there are a lot of concepts that were covered. So be sure to take additional time to digest these concepts before moving along to the next unit.